This is Michael Edward Miller for WUTC. The music industry can thank Glenn Miller's record label for the idea of gold records. 75 years ago today, his song about a train trip became the world's first solid gold hit. That was, of course, Chattanooga Choo Choo, about a man going home and promising his sweetheart he'll never roam.
There's gonna be a certain party at the station. I used to call funny face.
By February 10th, 1942, more than 1.2 million copies had been sold, and that was no small thing, the biggest seller in years. RCA manager W. Wallace Early celebrated by presenting Glenn Miller with a trophy during a live broadcast.
The best one we could think of was a gold record of Chattanooga.
Announcer Paul Douglas made sure people tuning in could imagine what it looked like.
I think everyone listening in on the radio should know, Glenn, it actually is a recording of Chattanooga Choo Choo, but it's in gold, solid gold, and it's really fine.
Miller said it was a wonderful present and joked about the specific sales figures.
For the boys in the band and for the whole gang, thanks 1,200,000.
Miller's honor started a self-congratulatory tradition of labels awarding their own artists framed gold records. Then, as rock and roll's rising popularity changed the record industry, music historian Robert Orman says new trade organizations formed.
One of them was the Recording Industry Association of America, the RIAA, and this is where the idea of an outside certification firm comes in.
In 1958, Catch a Falling Star by Perry Como earned the first RIAA gold. Meanwhile, Glenn Miller's gold changed its namesake city.
So Chattanooga Choo-Choo,
won't you choo-choo me home?
Chattanooga, Chattanooga,
oh, boom.
Chattanooga, Chattanooga.
A train bell rings at the historic platform in Chattanooga. It used to be the city's passenger rail hub and narrowly avoided the wrecking ball. Then entrepreneurs transformed it into a hotel where actual train cars serve as rooms. The city's tourism chief, Bob Doak, says the song became Chattanooga's calling card.
Kids of all ages, including adults, love to come in for the novelty of spending a night in a train car.
The developers picked an obvious name, the Chattanooga Choo Choo, capitalizing on the song that Glenn Miller first turned to gold 75 years ago. For WUTC, I'm Michael Edward Miller.